Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Dr. Norm Shuley and Dr. Sergey Shuley Soren are both with us. Welcome, gentlemen.
Hey, how are you? Can you hear me?
Yeah, really, really well. You know,
good.
Hey, it was great seeing you last night. It was great.
It is wonderful. And I've got Dr. Shuley here with us.
I'm so glad. Dr. Norm Shuley, I have a question for you. When I was growing up, I was pretty young back in the early 1960s. And my mom learned about this technique. It was recommended by a doctor. And when I was congested, and we didn't have all the modern medicines and over-the-counter potions available to us in 1960 as we have today. But when I was congested, my mom learned that if she took a warm washcloth and put it on my bare chest and then rubbed it and then put it under some hot water or warm water again and then rubbed it and then repeated and repeated for, you know, maybe a few minutes, it would, over time, it wasn't instantaneous, but it would help relieve the congestion. And is that something that you remember from back then? I'm talking, 60 years
ago. Absolutely.
And it worked. And I'm wondering, yeah, I was just thinking about this morning. It just, after, you know, 60 years, it just popped into my mind. Dr. Shuley, does that have any relationship to how the PEMF device that you offer through your clinic works? Meaning, obviously, the warm washcloth would improve the circulation and the, you know, the mechanical rubbing of that warm washcloth on the chest would improve circulation. I think that's how the PEMF works. Is that right?
Well, to some extent, it does PE.
I'm sorry, it's difficult to hear you, Dr. Shuley. Could you move the phone a little closer, maybe?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Let me just adjust just the volume a little bit, Dr. Shuley. I think was having a slight connection issue there.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I heard the question. So the question is, does PEMF work on the vascular to help improve circulation? And
yes.
I believe the answer may be a yes. You know, again, you know, we can't make any claims or statements, of course, but there is enough evidence to suggest that otherwise. We've seen actually with pulmonary, with cardiac, with a number of conditions with the PEMF, including Dr. Shuley has had a patient, and again, we're not making any claims, but the oxygenation went from 70s to almost 100, and this was during the one of those COVID times. So,
well, that's exactly what I'm talking about. So I'm experiencing that. And, class, this is a sample size of one that I know of for sure, which is me. And that's exactly what happened to me. So I was thinking early this morning, it just came to me that my mom did this. And, you know, she was a young mom back then, and it worked. And it worked. So I'm talking about the washcloth, the warm washcloth. So if you don't have a PEMF device, you may want to try that. Now, is that the opposite? Is that the, Dr. Sergey, is that the opposite of why when we get a sprain or we get a bruise that we put a cold pack on it to slow down the circulation?
Indeed, indeed, absolutely. So that's why the recommendation is when there's, for example, acute injury, say if you end up in emergency room, you get it checked out, whether it's a fracture or just a soft tissue contusion, brain strain, one of those things. First thing, ice it down for about 24 hours. I mean, intermittently, of course. And then the recommendation is after that, just kind of consider some heat, because then once the inflammation is down, then you can bring in some healing factors. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the things that we're not taught by the doctors and by what we read and by the medical profession, at least it seems to me, we're not taught why. We're just told, put some ice on it or put some heat on it. But we're not taught why. And I think if we were taught just that a couple extra sentences to improve the circulation, to improve healing or to slow down the circulation, to prevent further bleeding, that'd be really nice to know. Because then we'd know why we're doing it. And we'd probably do a better job of doing it if we knew why. But even the physical education teachers, if someone was injured at school, I'm talking about grammar school, for example, they never said why. Just put some ice on it. Here's a question for Dr. Norm. Dr. Norm Shealy, my grandmother had back pain. I mean, she was in the garden a lot, and she was bending over. And this is, during the, she was born in the late 1800s, and everything was hard and heavy, hard to do, heavy to lift, a lot of physical exertion, and she really, over the years, hurt her back. So she would lie under a heat lamp. Now, a heat lamp, doesn't that also increase the circulatory system by increasing the blood flow, by increasing the diameter of the blood vessels, etc.? Isn't that what that
absolutely
does?
Absolutely. And good stuff.
And it works. Now, of course, you don't want to overcook yourself because, you could get burned. But I'm talking about like 125-watt infrared, I-N-F-R-A, red lamp. And it seems to be just fine because I've been using it for years and years and years with our chickens on those really, really cold days. I have an infrared lamp in their chicken house. And they go under it when they want to get warmed up, and when they get enough warmth, they walk away into the shadow of the, or into the non-lit up area of their chicken house. So, Dr. Shealy, is that something that we should consider doing for back aches and leg aches and knee aches and those kinds of things? I'm sorry, I missed that. Okay. Okay. Dr. Sergey, any further comments that you'd like to share with that regarding that?
Absolutely. There's a lot of common sense approach that is not so common. For example, when people get sick, say acute viral illness or, let's say something with a temperature that's climbing up in a child or even adults, we're so fast to basically throw Tylenol and Motrin at it and just But the concept is, heat is actually inside the body, is actually also supports the immune system, and it helps to heal from the infection. It helps to overcome the infection. Plus, the other thing is there's very, very simple common modalities that I remember from former Soviet, from Russia. And my grandmother was pediatric cardiologist, my uncle was a doctor, my mom was a nurse back in that system. So when there was no medicine, when there was no pharmacy, when the pharmacy couldn't give you what you needed, literally you had to rely on common sense, and a lot of it was basically use of cooling, like for example wrap sheet in the ice or cold water and just wrap yourself around it. Wonderful, you know, in terms of how it feels, wonderful for the fever, and it doesn't bring you down too much. It's more than you need to. Still supports the immunity. So the body is in itself, God doesn't make junk. That's just a statement. Hold on a second. Sorry. I think that's actually got a phone call. Okay. This is the first time that he's actually answering his phone. He's got a cell phone, but, he normally doesn't even use it. But anyway, we can continue on.
I know for a fact that I got an email from Dr. Noam Shealy, and he said, I got a new phone number. So I called it immediately.
And he said, I think he's excited. Yeah, about this.
He said, I was the first one in with a call to him. And it was great. It was great because I didn't have his number. I guess the old number didn't work too well.
I'm sorry, just kind of a quick roundup on this. Yeah, so there's a lot of natural, simple solutions that make sense and go with physiology, with nature, with who we are, blueprint, so to speak. And we don't do it because it's common sense, because it works. That's why we don't do it.
Yeah. So I was reading an article a couple days ago on the 14th of October. And it's from thesun.com. And headlines, a little concerning, actually very concerning. Farmageddon fears Walgreens pharmacist could stage a nationwide walkout across the U.S. in days, forcing patients to plan meds in advance. It goes on to say that a walkout is looking to be on the horizon for Walgreens pharmacists, and customers have been warned to plan accordingly. In protest of worsening working conditions, a large-scale walkout of the pharmacy staff at locations across the nation is planned, with whispers of other well-known pharmacy chain staff joining. Now, I can't tell by the way this is written whether this is other pharmacists at other corporations or stores or whether it's just within Walgreens itself. But I can tell you this. I was on the phone with Walgreens about a week ago or 2 weeks ago checking on some saline, USP saline. And the gal that I talked to was very curt. She was very abrupt. I thought I had misplaced a call and I was talking to someone in the division of motor vehicles. It was
okay.
It was terrible. This gal, getting an answer was like pulling teeth. It was slow and arduous. And the reason I'm mentioning this is I think that there is something to this. I think it's possible that Walgreens is calling in the reserves and saying, hey, listen, we need some warm bodies here to man the phones. You need to get in here. And these are people that weren't normally there because they were too abusive to their customers. Ultimately, I said to the regular pharmacist that, if I have to deal with this person, I'm going to go someplace else. It's just too hard. It's too uncomfortable. But the point is, here's the question for when we come back. If these pharmacists walk out and if they have a backlog where they can't get to answer their customers' questions or fill the prescriptions in a timely fashion, which may take a week or two in the future, what do we do? What do we do? Like for insulin, for example.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So in this article, it says that they used to, I guess they're talking about Walgreens here, if we got 20 prescriptions behind it, it was an emergency. Now we're well over 1,000 prescriptions behind. And it says that that means that patients are going days and weeks without their needed meds. So CVS has 26% of the market, Walgreens 16%, Walmart 4%, Rite Aid 2%. Those are the numbers. So Walgreens is a pretty big player at 16% of the market. So what do we do if we can't get medicines because of a pharmacist walkout?
Well, you need to use common sense. And certain things just are common sense. Take care of yourself reasonably. Eat proper food. You know, the things you ordinarily do from day to day.
Okay, so what I'm hearing you say, Dr. Shealy, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe what I'm hearing you say is that you need to really be healthy in the first place so that the medicines are less and less important. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Common sense okay. is still important. And uncommon.
Okay. And so does that mean if you can talk to your medical professional or, you know, or you or Dr. Sergey and get an appointment and get weaned off the prescription meds so that if there's a walkout at a pharmacy, who cares?
Well, in general, I think it's important to use that common sense approach.
Well, that's what you did with me. I mean, you got me off all kinds of things that were killing me. And we have another instructor who I mentioned what you had done for me, and he decided that he was going to wean himself off. And he had a recent health checkup, and it came back great. His doctor couldn't believe it. But his doctor also said, get back on the meds.
Gotcha. I'll jump in here. One of my most common fights, so to speak, or altercations, and actually I don't even look at it as an altercation. It's just a regular part of life. Just it's fun, you know. And it's entertaining, you know, is when I get into confrontations with conventional colleagues who literally scream at me or hang up on me, basically, when their patients get off medication. And that's what we do. But the idea is, before you can get off the medicine, you have to, the analogy that I use personally is, and I'm an emergency room doctor, so when you have somebody who just broke with a broken leg, so there's usually a 6 to 9 week period of recovery, and during that time, you don't want to be walking on that leg if it's not supposed to be the way bearable. So this is where the crutches come in. So that's how I look at the medicine. That's how I look at the pharmacy. It should be a crutch. It shouldn't be your legs. But after a certain time, and of course you should take, you know, you should take the medicine if you need it or if you need the crutch. But if you don't, work on getting off of that. And that means holism. That means, as Dr. Shealy said, lifestyle, stress management, literally. Rebuild your life, rebuild your body, rebuild the patterns that lead to the outcomes. God doesn't make junk. That's the first thing that Dad taught me. God doesn't make junk, and I see him smiling right now. You know, we were born with a deficiency of, you know, antidepressants and blood pressure drugs and all kinds of things. We as humans have everything we need.
I think that some humans were born with a deficiency of common sense. But that being said, so in general, or tell me if this can't be done in general. But in general, let's say a person has 10 prescription pills left. And they know that absolutely for sure they are not going to be get a refill before 20 days. Say they take one a day, whatever it may be. What do they do? Do they start to wean themselves off? Do they cut the dosage in half and make 10 days worth of pills last 20 days? Is there a general thought? What do you do in an emergency like that?
In general, try to wean down, not abruptly stop. But, bad situation. Yeah.
Well, class, if you'd like to make a phone call and talk with Dr. Sergey Shealy Soren, 417-351-5221. 417-351-5221. Gentlemen, thank you very much. See you next week.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
USA News Update. Our Secretary of State will return to Tel Aviv today and continue his mission. Anthony Blinken made stops in Egypt and Jordan over the weekend to urge Arab nations to work together and keep the conflict from expanding and to seek a location for Gaza refugees. Speaking in Cairo yesterday, Blinken said he's making clear the United States stands with Israel while calling for additional aid to deal with the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. A vote for new Speaker of the House is expected tomorrow. House Democrat Whip Catherine Clark said the vote for Representative Jim Jordan will happen, but it's unclear if Jordan will gather enough votes to secure his position. While the GOP holds a slight majority in the House, only 4 votes can be lost for Jordan to take the gavel. The vote took place after Jordan secured the nomination on Friday, with the total coming up short of the 217 needed. Lance Pry, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it.
God, you're
take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Yeah. Hour number one and a half to go here at USA Prepares. So, Frank, we're looking for Frank. He should be here soon. In the meantime, I wanted to give you an update. You know, I said I bought a used generator. Actually, I bought two of them. One of them is a 48-volt. You heard about that. DC. I'm using that to charge the battery bank, the nickel-iron battery bank of our farm. It's a little 7.5-kilowatt generator, two-cylinder. It's like a lawnmower engine, air-cooled. And they act like it's a specially built engine. It's just a one with a cast-iron sleeve and a little hardened valve seats and a little better construction and oil cooler on it, but it's still air-cooled. And the air-cooled generators, it's an interesting little discussion here. So the air-cooled generators are usually twin cylinders and up to, let's say, 20 kilowatts, about 1,000 cc's. You know, 999 or 993 cc's. 1,000 cc's is a liter. So typically about 1 liter in capacity for a whole house type generator. The interesting thing about that is the air-cooled ones all seem to run at 3,600 RPM. That's wide open throttle, 3,600 RPM. And I was looking at the specs yesterday. I was building a little chart for my own purposes about fuel consumption. I was trying to figure out who has the best fuel consumption. You know, uses the least amount of propane, for example. I was looking at General Electric, and they have a generator, and I was just looking at propane. And they all use about the same amount of propane for the same amount of kilowatts. At least that's what they say. And the interesting thing is that we have a four-cylinder Generac 22-kilowatt whole-house generator that I'm installing. And I hooked up the plumbing for it. And it uses about the same amount of fuel with a four-cylinder engine. That's a Mitsubishi engine. It's either a little truck engine or a little car engine. That's modified slightly. Instead of having a fuel injection for gasoline, it has a propane carburetor. So they changed the intake manifold a little bit, and they put a different shape air cleaner on it so it would fit in the cabinet of the generator. But it turns at 1,800 RPM. And so it's the engine is about twice the size in terms of liters as the air-cooled engine, but it runs at half the speed. So it uses about half, it uses the same amount of fuel, roughly, as the air-cooled version. I found that fascinating. So that's how they did it. They literally said, let's put a lawnmower engine, and it will convert a V2 riding around lawnmower, you know, like a Cub Cadet or a Snapper or a Troy Bilt or a John Deere, those twin cylinder V engine, so two-cylinder V-type, V-shaped offset on the cylinders. But they use about the same amount of fuel. So I thought I'd share that with you. But the problem is that the air-cooled engines, at running at twice the speed, 3,600 RPM versus 1,800 RPM, they're going to wear out faster. There's no question about it. It's running twice as fast. So all things being equal, I would much rather have an engine that's larger, loafing along, rather than an engine that's running wide open throttle. If you think about it, if you had like a push mower, they typically run at wide open throttle, 3,600 RPM. If you think about those pull start generators, you know, with the rope pull, they run at 3,600 RPM. So those little roll-around generators are the ones you have two guys carry, you know, with handles on it. They run at 3,600 RPM, wide-open throttle. And if you look at them at night, you don't realize this during the day, but if you have one running outside at night and you look at the muffler, it's glowing red hot. Literally, it is glowing red. It is so hot. So you can just imagine the temperatures inside the engine in the combustion chamber if the exhaust muffler is running red hot. So I just wanted to share with you that it doesn't seem like the bigger engines running at a lower RPM burn more fuel. However, if you're going to have a small generator, and let's say 2,000 watts, it will use less fuel than a small generator that produces, let's say, 8,000 watts. So you don't want to size your generator so oversized that you're going to burn more fuel. So kind of look at the, before you buy a generator, look at the fuel consumption rated. And it, sometimes they're rated as quarter load, half load, three-quarter load, full load. And compare them and see which ones are going to use the most amount of fuel. Because literally, if you have a whole house generator and you run it full load 24 hours a day, you can run a 500-gallon propane tank out of fuel in a week or less. Hard to believe, right? But it's true. So if you're thinking that, boy, that 500-gallon tank going to last me a whole year, or I'm sorry, a whole winter for heating, and you can use that much fuel in your generator in a week or less, so you, that's why you want to know about how much fuel consumption your generator is going to consume. In terms of gallons, the number one most energy-dense fuel that I can think of is diesel. Diesel has more energy per gallon than gasoline, and gasoline has more than propane. But in terms of reduced maintenance, propane is the way to go. It really is. And propane burns the cleanest of those three fuels. It burns cleaner than gasoline, and gasoline burns cleaner than diesel. Diesel's sooty. And diesel requires, if you have a diesel engine, it's going to require oil changes, oil filter changes. If you have a gasoline engine, it's going to require the same thing. And propane will require the same thing, except the propane burns so much cleaner, you will have fewer oil changes needed and fewer oil filter changes needed with propane than with gasoline. And there's another thing that if you're going to buy a generator, there's a couple different kinds of lubrication systems of generators, whether they be gasoline or propane. One is called the splash system. And what that means is there's a crankcase with oil in it, just an oil pan, and oil sits at the bottom of the engine. Let's say it's 3 inches deep in oil. And there's a little dipper that's at the end of the connecting rod, which is connected to the crankshaft. And this little dipper would be like a popsicle stick. And think about if you had a pan of water and you had it on the kitchen counter and you had a popsicle stick and you just moved that popsicle stick back and forth to splash the water around in that pan. That's what the splash system is like. So it literally requires that you have the right height of oil in the oil pan. Too much oil and it can't splash. Too little oil and it can't reach the oil to splash. So you have to have the right amount of oil. That's why they have a minimum and maximum indication on the dipstick to tell you the minimum level of oil and the maximum level of oil. So if you overfill, you're not going to get lubrication as well, if at all, as compared to the right height of oil in the crankcase. The other system is a pressurized system. The splash system does not have an oil filter. There's no way for the oil filter to work if you had one. But the pressurized system has an oil pump. It picks up the oil from the bottom of the oil pan. And there's a pump that pumps the oil through the oil galleries. The oil runs through the crankshaft, the connecting rods. The bearings are all lubricated and is pressurized by the oil pump. So the oil is pushed through the oil filter. Then once the oil has been filtered, then it goes to lubricate the engine. That's a way better way to go. Way better. Because the contaminants are trapped in the oil filter. Whereas if you have just an engine without an oil filter, there's no way to filter the oil. So what you'll have is metal particles wearing off from just the normal metal against metal operation of the engine, internal moving parts of the engine. You'll have metal wearing off, and it will be circulating. It'll be hard metal against hard metal, and it will create excess wear as compared to if you have an engine with an oil filter. Okay, so if you're going to buy a generator, I would say look for one that has a pressurized oil system. The other thing I look at is the amount of oil that is in the crankcase. And typically the engine manufacturers or the generator manufacturers will say that particular engine takes 20 ounces of oil or 40 ounces of oil or 78 ounces of oil. And here's how I look at that. The more oil that it will hold, the cooler the oil will be, generally speaking. And the more contaminants that greater amount of oil can hold. And the longer the engine will run. That's how I look at that. So I was looking at an engine that one engine held like a third more than another engine. You know, comparing, for example, General Electric to Generac. So when you look at them and you say, well, this is great because it only holds like a half a quart of oil or two-thirds of a quart of oil or one quart of oil, that's not very much. It really isn't. I'm looking at something that holds more than that. I'd like to have it hold more than that. So if you look at, for example, a 3.2-liter Mercedes V6. It holds about 8 quarts of oil. I'm talking about a car now. 3.2-liter Mercedes, like a 2004 Mercedes little V6. 8 quarts of oil, roughly. A Chevrolet 4.3-liter, way bigger displacement, still a V6. And I put those in a Silverado truck, about 4.5 quarts of oil. So if you think about it, that Chevrolet's truck could be working a lot harder, hauling a load in the back of the bed of the pickup truck, but it holds less oil. I don't like that at all. I really don't. So, I have one of those Chevy trucks. Actually, I have two of those Chevy trucks. And I'd much rather have held 8 quarts of oil. But they don't. Because I think the accountants got into the engineering drawings and they changed the shape of the oil pan. So the oil pan won't hold as much oil. So they can ship each Chevrolet with 4.5 quarts of oil rather than 8. We'll break back.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, Frank's trying to give us a call. He's having a little difficulty. Number's not going through as dialed. But we're working on a workaround, and we'll see if we can get Frank on the line, and he can teach right from Canada. So I've got a couple things that I've got a list of, actually more than a couple things, a lot of things that you might want to consider as items you could get now. And here they are. Of course, having friends visit for a few days is a bad idea because they can bring diseases with them. And it's not like the good old days when people were relatively healthy. I'm talking about friends who will be flying in, will be on an airplane, and so what happens? So what happens when they come to visit you? Do they bring everything they need? Do they have towels with them and clothes and food? Well, they certainly have a suitcase, right? So when they fly, when they bring that suitcase into the spare bedroom where you're putting them up, where is the first place that they put that suitcase? Does it go on the floor? Probably. Where do they put it next? On the bed. And so where's it been? Well, it's been the airport, it's been the taxi, it's been on the floor of the bus or the train or the overhead airplane compartment, or on the floor of the stall in the restroom, right, at the airport. And then it goes on to your bed. Just suggesting that, you might want to think about who you invite over, how often, and how they're going to get there. Now, if you know them well, and you know that they're clean, and they're, not likely to be disease carriers, well, then fine. But if they've got to go through public transportation, people vomiting in the restrooms and urinating on the floor and of the restrooms, and they've got their suitcase with them and they roll it into your house. Now think about that. And we have a propane torch, and it's great. It's one of those little cylinder propane torches, and it's got a push button igniter. Well, that's kind of a nice thing to have, but it's not necessary. The new Burns-O-Matic types have a little push button and lights really quickly. But it won't last forever with the automatic or the push button lighter. But the thing that is nice about a torch is it's great for starting a difficult fire, you know, for heat, the fireplace or the wood stove. We use it for loosening nuts and, you know, rusted nuts and bolts. It works great. And one of the things that we do more and more often than we'd like to in the automotive shop is we can't get rusted bolts apart. And I guess the old term is called a hot wrench. A hot wrench really means a torch. And so what we do is we heat the part we want to expand. So if you can get, let's say there's a nut and a bolt, if you can heat just the nut without the heating the bolt, you can get the nut to expand a little bit. Because most heated objects expand, you know, when they're hot, as compared to when they're cold. So we heat them, and then, not necessarily glowing red hot, but we heat them, and then we put a penetrating oil on that, between the nut and the bolt. And that extra space of the nut expanding allows the penetrating oil to get between the threads of the nut and the bolt. And as it expands, we can, you know, put another couple drops of penetrating oil in there and slowly work forward, backward, forward, backward, and loosen those nuts from the bolts. That's how we do it. Now, I always, if I'm removing a nut from a vehicle, I will always put a drop of oil or two or three on the remaining threads that I can see where the nut is going to travel across. Because it's a lot easier if it's lubricated for me to turn the wrenches, and it's easier on the nuts and the bolts. And they last longer. And then when I put the nuts and bolts back together, many times, depending on what it is, I may put a little bit of grease on the threads of the bolt so that I can tighten. When I put it back together, I can tighten it easily, and if I ever have to take it apart again, it will be less likely to have the nut rusted to the bolt. That's just the way I do it. It takes extra time, and literally takes me longer to do everything than it takes most people, you know, who are professionals, because I don't see professionals putting copper coat, for example, on the threads of lug nuts. I don't see that. Because it costs money for the copper coat, and it takes extra time. And I think that the mechanics who change tires and put new tires on wheels and then mount those wheels to the vehicles, I think they're not thinking about the next guy. They're thinking they'll never see that vehicle again, and so why spend the extra time doing the job right? So I learned back in the 1960s with my grandfather. And he had a can of Esso, E-S-S-O, which is the old name for Exxon. And he had a one-pound can of grease. And he showed me how to put that on the threads of the studs for the wheels. He said, this way they're easy to get off, and you won't wear them out when you change the tires. But those are the days we put snow tires on in the winter and then take them off for the summer. We'll be right back.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.